We've spoken in the past about Bamidbar, Perek Hey, Perek Vav. These are the prakim in Parshas Naso that deal with the Sota, with the Nazir. And we've tried to derive many, many messages from that Smichus HaParshios. We've discussed in the past the end of Perek Vav, which is the mitzvah of Berchas Kohanim. But I think we've been a little bit remiss, and we've never discussed Perek Zayin, which is the Perek of Vayehi Biyom Kalos Moshe LaHakim Es HaMishkan. This is the day in which the Mishkan was established, was erected, Hakam Es HaMishkan. The Meshicha was done to sanctify everything in the Mishkan, the Kelim, the Mizbeach. And now we're ready for the Hakrovas Nesiyei Yisrael. And I'd like to study with you some of the insights of the Musar Giants, either based on this parasha or similar episodes, similar parashios to this one. And we focus on the Hakrova and the Karbonos that were offered by the Nesiyei Yisrael, the Nesiyim of all the Shvatim. If, for example, we fast forward to Pasuk Yud Beis, we find that the first of the Nesiyim to be Makriv at the time of Hakamas HaMishkan was Nachshon ben Aminadav Lemata Yehuda. And then the Torah goes on to delineate all the different dimensions and specifics of the Karbonos, of the first of the Nesiyei Yisrael to bring Karbonos, namely Nachshon Nasi Shevet Yehuda. Then the Torah tells us in Pasuk Yud Ches, by Yom HaSheni, the following day, Nesanel ben Suar brings his carbon on behalf of Shevet Yisachar, and again repeats all the details of the carbonos. And then if you fast forward to Pasuk Chav Dalet, by Yom HaShlishi, you have Nasi Livnei Zvulun Eliyav ben Chelon. And Pasuk Lamed, by Yom Arvi, you'll have the fourth day, which is the Nasi Livnei Ruvein Elitzur Ben Shteir, and that's how it goes on and on and on. I'd like to study with you the insight of the Ramban as he addresses what is perhaps the simplest, most straightforward question that we have on these Pesukim in the Torah. Is classically very stingy on ink. It doesn't wax poetic. It cuts down wherever it can. And yet here, with regard to the Nesiyim and their korbanos, the Torah repeats over and over again how the Nasi of this Shevet, of that Shevet, brought his korbanos. And what is the reason that the Torah felt compelled to be so verbose, so wordy, to repeat time after time what we really could have known or learned in one quick, one short pasuk? Tell us what the first Nasi brought, the Karbon, and then just ditto. Just tell me that all the Nasiim followed through and they duplicated those same identical Karbonos. Why does the Torah have to go through each one individually? Says the Ramban, V'hanochon b'tam ha-kosuv. And what I believe is correct in the meaning of this pasuk, of this whole parasha, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu cholek kavod li'ireyov. The central theme here is kavod. The Ramban says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out kavod. He wants to bestow honor on those who fear him, those who follow in his footsteps. U'kmo sha'omar ki mechabdei achabed. Those who respect me, I respect them. So it's all about kavod. V'hine, ha'nesiyim kulam biyom echad heviyu karban hazeh sheheskimu olav yachad. In truth, he says that the Nesiyim agreed at one point in time to bring this karbon. Each Shevet, each Nasi would bring that same karbon. And this was a unified decision of the Nesiyim. The Efsha Shlo Yeh Echad Kodem L'Chavero. However, there's got to be a sequence, and you can't bring all the karbonos at one time on one day simultaneously. and therefore going to have to spread out all this elaborate, all these karbonos, detailed karbonos on different days. Says the Ramban, the kibed eth hanikdomim bidgolim bakdomas yomim. Basically, the order, the sequence follows the order of the flags of the Degolim. The Degolim that were represented, those Nesiim that came forward, that came first, their Nesiim would come first in bringing the Karbonos. Fine. So there is a rationale, there is a method here to the system, to the sequence of which Nesiim would come forward and bring the Karbonos first. Aval ratzel laskiram b'shmam ulefarei karbonoseihem or befrak bepirei karbonoseihem ulahazkir yomo shel kol echad. The Torah has an interest in mentioning each nasi, singling him out by name, and detailing his karbon, mentioning which day in the sequence of days he would bring his karbon. And the alternative would have been to give cover to the first of the Shvatim to bring his karbon, and then the Torah could have easily have said and so too all the Nesiim brought respectively on their day. But the Ramban says this was objectionable in the eyes of the Torah, because that would be a truncation, so to speak. It would truncate the kavod for all the others. If we just would have started with Nachshon, mention him by name, and then detail all his karbonos, and then say v'cheni kriv anasiyim ish ish yomo, then what we're doing is we're giving all the glory, all the kavod to Nachshon the first, and then all the rest are sort of tofel, they're secondary. They don't get mentioned. Each one is going to bring his karma. We don't know who he is. And that the Ramban calls kitzur bichvodam. It would be, in a sense, invading or reducing, shrinking the cover that is deserved of each one of the Nesiim. What I'd like to share with you is the presentation of Rabbi Yechezkel Levenstein, the great Bal Musar of the previous generation. He was Mashkiach in the yeshiva in Ponovich, in Bnei Brak. He wrote a sefer called Ar Yechezkel, which makes sense, his name was Yechezkel. And he goes through various midos. And if you take a look at Midah Kuf Yud Tes, he focuses on this dimension, which the Ramban had emphasized, of kavod, the need of giving kavod to someone. And he writes, "Ubertzoni lahayir ha'ara b'parshas ha'shavua." I want to derive a very important conclusion, says Rabbi Chezkel Levenstein, from our parsha, meaning parshas Nasa. Shemimena, and from this particular insight, nuchal lilmo dea, We can begin to appreciate ad hechon magia inyon zehirus bichvod hazuat. The midah that the Ar Yechezkel is focused on here in this particular chapter is the midah of kvod hazuat, of respecting your fellow man. And to see the significance, appreciate how central this midah, and how careful we have to be in kvod hazuat, we're going to have to read our parasha meticulously and derive the following conclusion. Bevadai ein zeh v'nakalos lagil lekach. It's not easy to dish out kavod and give kavod to other people. Aval lechol hapachos, at the very least, she'yeh lanu eizeh hergesh ad heichan advar megiim. But we really should have an appreciation for how far this could go, even if it's way beyond our tfisas yad, way beyond what we're capable of. Let's get a grasp, an insight into the significance of kvod hazulat. Hine, yad'inan ad kama Torah mekatzeres bidvareha. He quotes a Medrash Rabbah, harbe gufe Torah nilmadim miyitur lashon v'chadome. There's so many halachas that we derive from one extra letter in the Torah. And yet, this is a strange phenomenon of Parshas Shavua, when we get to the Karbanos HaNesiim that they brought on the Chanukah, at the time of the Chanukah on Mizbeach, all of a sudden, we find that the Torah becomes verbose, the Torah becomes expansive. Kol Nasi V'Nasi Hevi Karbano B'Yom Acher. The Torah delineates how each one of the Nesiim brought his Karbanos on a different day. Each one respectively on his day. V'chol Karbanos HaNesiim Shavim Heim B'chol Prateihem. But in all their details, each one of the Karbanos of each of the Nesiim are identical. Mikol Makom Hericha Torah V'kasva Kol Karban Kol Nasi L'chol Pratov B'kav V'kav P'sukim. Hare Yachla Torah L'chtov Karbanos Yom Rishon L'hosif V'chein Ekriv V'shar Nesiim. And then he quotes the Ramban. Why is it, asks Rabbi Yechezkel, that the Torah felt compelled, in a very atypical way, to delineate each one of the Nesiim singularly, individually, what he brought, and to give kavod in such a way? This is going to support the significance of Kvod HaZulat. V'nora hadvarim la'mizbonet. This is really fantastical, if you think about it. V'chiyesh kitzur kavod. The Ramban says, as we saw before, that if the Torah would have just repeated that v'chein ekriv ha'nesiim ish lefi yomo, that would be a kitzur kavod. He says the following: if you omit the name and the content of the karbanos, why would that be miyud kavod? The Torah would have written explicitly in this alternative presentation, alternative nusach, that cheni krivu shar nesiim, that just like the first, meaning Nachshon ben Aminadav brought his karmon with all its details, so too each one of the poor members of Klal Yisrael were represented by their nesiim. So even if you were poor and you couldn't bring this whole elaborate karbon, but the Nasi would bring it on your behalf. If that's what the Torah is trying to convey, that all the Nasiim brought these fantastical, complicated karbonos, why didn't the Torah just say, V'chein ekrivu shar Nasiim? That just as Nachshon ben Aminadav represented his Shevet and brought this elaborate karbon on behalf of every member of his Shevet, of Shevet Yehuda, so too the other Nesiim brought respectively their karbonos on behalf of their constituents, the members of their Shevet. But mikomakom hergisha Torah bedakus gedola kol kach shel rikshei hakavod. But the Torah penetrates into the most subtle feelings and emotions of man, and certainly when it comes to Hargosha Sakovo. And the Torah realized, Lachin Ericha Torah Bazeh Afal Pi Kol HaChashivas HaGdola Tvuna B'chol Os V'Yoshim B'Torah. Each letter in the Torah is so significant, but nevertheless, the Torah here becomes very, very verbose. Umegalalot Torah, the Torah is trying to teach us a lesson. We have to learn this lesson. An heichan magia inyan kavod azulat. How far do you have to go to guarantee the respect that somebody else gets? Umeata poshut kama chayev odom lahaflig bechvod chavero ad kedei mesius nefesh mamish. He suggests that we have to derive from Parshas Nasa, the Parshas of the Nesiim, how far we have to go in our responsibility to dish out kavod, to give glory and respect to others. We have to go even to the point, he says, of Mesiris Nefesh, to really do something that's against our own living interests. V'lokak bidvar magluyim lein kol. Not only in those dimensions that are exposed, they're in the public eye, Ela af ba meshalo nirtze shalo nire kechisaron kavod el tomen bezezar goshes bizoyon is chayev limsos nafsho shalo lasos os lechavero. Yeah, it's very easy to just mention that the other Nesiim brought their Korbanos respectively. But the Torah wants to teach us, no, that the mitzvah of Kvod HaZulas goes way beyond that. And therefore, the Chazal tell us, Chayav Adam Lahaflig B'Kvod Chaveru Ad Kedei Mesiris Nefesh Mamish. Setting an unbelievable standard here that we have to go up to the point of Mesiris Nefesh. Self-sacrifice for the sake of the covenant of the Zulat. V'lorak B'Dvar Magluyim Lein Kol, not only publicly, even if you'd be sliding someone and he would be embarrassed, but we wouldn't even know about it. It's deep down in his emotional soul or psyche, in the sensitivities of his nefesh. Is nevertheless, we have to be willing to give up our lives so as not to undermine the kavod and our gusha of anyone. And in addition, we have to really search and get guidance, come up with even diplomatic ways of being able to intensify the kavod, the level of honor and respect that we give to our fellow Jew. This is the message in the Ramban, that there's no such thing as kitzur kavod. The Torah doesn't allow for kitzur kavod. On the contrary, the Torah demands that we maximize kavod and we give kavod like it was hefker, as much as we can heap it upon a person. And be mosa nefesh if it need be in order to fulfill this obligation of kavod. And if you take a look in this same Perek Zayin of Bamidbar, but this time I want to call your attention to a pasuk that appears early in this parasha, pasuk Gimel. Let's turn to pasuk Gimel. It says, "Vayaviu es karbanom l'fnei Hashem, sheish eglos tzav, u'shnei masar bakar agola, al shnei anesim v'shar li echad, v'yakrivu osav l'fnei hamishkan." So we're talking here in this pasuk about, as an introduction to the parasha of Havas Karbanos, the agolos and the eglos and the bakar that were being offered by the Nesiim. And it says later on in Pasuk Yud, "Vayakrivu anesiim es Chanukas hamizbeach biyom yishachas oso, vayakrivu anesiim es karbonom lifnei hamizbeach." So we really have two different parts of what the Nesiim, of the participation in the Nesiim in the Hakamas HaMishkan. Number one, the Nesiim contributed the Eglos and Sheish Eglos Tzav, Shnei Masar Bokar Agola. And number two, Vayakrivu HaNesiim Es Karbonom Lifnei HaMizbeach. Rashi points out here in Pasuk Zayin, he says, "Li'achar shisnadvu ha'golos ve'abokar laseis ha'mishkan nasam libam lehisnadev karbonos ha'mizbeach lechancho." They began by voluntarily contributing these ha'golos, which will be used to carry the Mishkan, carry the kelim of the Mishkan, and then somehow, as a second stage, their heart prompted them to contribute more, namely the Karbonos and the Mizbeach. So that's the sequence here from Pasuk Gimel, where the Nesiim bring the Eglos, all the way down to Pasuk Yud, where it says that Vayikriva Nesiim, etc. And then we have in Pasuk Yud Beis the actual Karbonos that they brought. By Kriva Nesiim Es Karbonom Lifnei HaMizbeach, that's in Pasuk Yud. So Rashi says, as we saw before, that after they brought the agolos and the bokar to carry the Mishkan, then they were prompted to go even beyond that, to be misnadev, to voluntarily bring karbonos on the Mizbeach l'chanukah. Now, I'd like to mention, just to remind you, back in Parshas Vayakel, that there's a whole to-do about the Nesiim. They didn't come through with flying colors with regard to this collection on behalf of the building of the Mishkan. In fact, in Parshas Vayakel, the word Nesiim is written without a yud. Why is the yud of Hanesim left out? Or Rav Nosson, Ma ro Hanesim lisnadev b'chanukah samizbeach b'tchila uvelecha samishkan losnadvu b'tchila. When it comes to the collection for buying the parts of the Mishkan, the Levim are nowhere to be found. Where do we find them? They are volunteering for the Chanukah Samizbeach. In other words, the Nesiim in the first stage of Melechas HaMishkan, of bring forward your Kalim and whatever else, you know, your different precious wools and metals and so forth that could be used for building the Mishkan, the Nesiim were nowhere to be found. But now at this point, Kach Amru, why weren't they excited originally? Because they made a declaration, Mashin is Nadvim, Umashim Achasrim. Find out first what they're willing to, the people of Israel who are not part of Shem, they're willing to contribute. Find out how much more we need to be Mashlim. And that's it. See, we're basically offering to pick up the slack. Anything that would be missing towards the Akomas HaMishkan, they would be mashlim. And then the Torah testifies, Hishlimu HaTzibras HaKol, the Tzibra in fact brought everything that was necessary for the Akomas HaMishkan, all the Melechas HaMishkan were there, HaMelech HaYisadayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to let out the crews that, hey, Rabosai, that's it, don't bring anything more, we've got enough. So what did the Nesiim do at this point? Now they realize that although they had offered what seems to be a magnanimous offer, nevertheless, at the end of the day, they didn't even participate in the Melechas HaMishkan at all. Ma olenu lasos? What could we do in this case? If we don't have any merits of our own, and we don't have any possibility of bringing anything for the Mishkan, we're going to be completely left out. So the Torah says, Avnei Shoham, the Avnei Miluim. These are the precious stones that could in fact be used in the Mishkan, but it's a knapper gift. It's not really the gift on the highest level. It's only like an afterthought. Good. And now we're up to stage number two. We're no longer up to Melechas HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan. We're up to the Chanukah HaMizbeach. Oh, now they learned their lesson. They're going to come forth and be the first to volunteer to bring these karbonos. So, Lefish Nesatzu Mitchila, Nechzer Os Mishmam VeHanesim Ksim, without a yud. So, if you open up to the Psukim at the end of Sefer, Shmos, you'll see there very quickly that the word Nesiim is written without a yud. And why did they end up with this chaser instead of Nesiim the way it should be written? This itself, believe it or not, is the punishment, because the Nesiim saw what was going on and they decided, you know, we'll take a laid back attitude. Let the bulk, the balance of Am Yisrael pay for the Mishkan. If you need us, you can call on us. And because of that, which he calls a midah v'atzlanus, is during this presentation, this historical record, the word Nesiim is written without without a yud. So that's a punishment for their atzlus. So imagine this glorious occasion of building the Mishkan Hashem, and they say, let others take, we don't have to get personally involved. And at the end of the day, what they were able to bring was just the Avnei Shom, the Avnei Miluim. And not that those are insignificant, but that's the entire part that Levim have in the Mishkan. So what are we seeing over here? What lessons are we learning here? We're learning about the karbonos of the Nesiim. It's the second round. With regard to the Melechus HaMishkan, let's just say it this way, the Nesiim did not live up to par, but now we're up to a second round. And we're talking now about the Chanukah HaMizbeach and the karbonos to be brought at that glorious occasion. Here, there's no reason in the world that we should be harsh on the Nesiim. On the contrary, the Nesiim brought the Sheish Eglos, and they brought the Shnei Masav Bakar, and certainly Klal Yisrael had a very respect for the Nesiim bringing forward these Karbonos. So whatever happened on the first round with regard to the collection of funds for Melechus HaMishkan in that capital campaign, whatever the Nesiim did, they were punished and the Yud was left out. There's certain implicit publicity to their sin, their failing. But with regard to the second round, namely Chanukah HaMizbeach, here the Nesiim are at the forefront. They're going to bring Karbonos, and that is going to be part of this glorious process of Kiddush HaMikdash. Great emphasis here on the voluntary contribution of the Nesiim for the Chanukah HaMishkan. That emphasis is to really teach us that the Nesiim are back where they were, so to speak. You know, when you bring back a pitcher who's been sitting in the bullpen, if he can get back into it with the same rhythm, that's what it is here for the Nesiim. They fell short in the first round of the Hisnadvus for the Melechus HaMishkan, but now, when it comes to the Karbonos, which are part and parcel of the Kiddush HaMishkan, they're there. They're up front. They are the Meshorerim, those who sing. When I speak about the Nesiim at the time of bringing their Karbonos, so we talk about singing, I mean, actually it's the Levim who do the singing, and that I do want to discuss with you. During the Avodas HaKarbonos, the Levim are the Meshorerim. But I mean to say that the Nesiim had a certain incredible simcha in bringing their Karbonos for the Chanukah HaMizbeach. Let's look at the words of the Yalkut Shimoni here in Parshas Noso on the Pasuk Vayakrivu Nesiei Yisrael, which means that the Nesiim brought their Karbonos as part of the Chanukah HaMizbeach. And the Yalkut Shimoni quotes a Medrash, Ata motze b'shah she hichriz Moshe v'omar. When Moshe, back at the end of Sefer Shmos, made the announcement, kechu me'itchem truma, bring forward a contribution, ma also on the Nesiim, meaning the Medrash wants to know where was the Nesiim. It doesn't seem that they were there to offer any sort of truma for the Mishkan. So what's going on? And the answer is, according to this particular version, slightly different than what we saw until now, Amru lo hayo Moshe yodeh lanu lomar shenasa Mishkan. They asked the question, wait a minute, Moshe knew to tell us about the Mishkan, meaning that the Mishkan is complete. But now it's too late. What should we do? How do we participate in this glorious endeavor of building the Mikdash Hashem. Ma asu lo nasnu nidava. What does that mean? Lo nasu, lo nasnu nidava. Since Moshe Rabbeinu did not specifically address them and single them out to participate in the Asiyas HaMishkan, they decided, we're going to stay away, we'll remain in the shadows and not participate in the contribution to the Mishkan. Amru Elu Osin Es HaMishkan Vilanu Hu Omer Shenosan Nidava. Very strange, the Nesim say. There's something going on over here. We don't get the glory of being the Misnadvim, of bringing in a Nedava for the Mishkan. But even though it seems from the language of the Medrash that the Nesim had a shtickl tain over here, why weren't we invited to participate in the Asiyas HaMishkan? Now you're calling us to join the bandwagon after the Mishkan is already up and the Nedavos were given. And there is some truth to their argument. Why were they left out? Wait a minute. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not appreciate this kind of attitude of the Nesiim. You guys got attitude. What do you mean? You don't want to feel that you're an important part of the entire process of the Mishkan because Moshe didn't specifically single you out and call upon you. Leave there all that self glorification out the window. You should know I don't even need you. I don't even need you now, even in the second shlach. Maksiv Sham Vehem Heviol of Od Nidova Baboker Baboker Lishne Bakari. The Siyim become totally aware of the fact that all the Melech Samishka was given, was contributed, there was even surplus, Hamalach Isadayom, Kevon Sharosh and Asa Mishka Vahutsukulahem. How would you respond in that situation? That the Mishkan went up without you, you're sort of like an alien fifth column, then no one's asking you to lend the shoulder here. Amru, Mayesh Lanu Lahavi. Nevertheless, despite the fact that they were insulted, and despite the fact that Hashem put them down as well for that sensitivity, nevertheless, they were big enough to gather together the forces and ask, what could we bring? Holchu viviu agolos sheyu nosim aleim es hamishkan. These were the members of Klal Yisrael that brought the agolos to carry the Mishkan. And that's nothing to slouch out about. That's really amazing. So as it turns out, we could say that once the Levim realized that they have to get involved over here in some way, they didn't respond in the first round, but now they have to be second responders, because otherwise they're completely cut off from this glorious episode and endeavor to build a Mishkan. And therefore they came forward with their agolos, and those agolos would carry the Mishkan. So even though you and I would say, well, there's no significance, or there's no great significance to the agolos, but nevertheless, the Medrash is putting such an emphasis on these agolos. The agolos function to carry the Mishkan. What greater task can you talk about? And this was completed by the Levim, by the Nesiim. Rather than shirk it all off and say, well, you didn't invite me to participate in the first round, why should I have to participate in the second round? No. They came forward and they brought these agolos, and the agolos have the status of Tashmishei Kedusha, and they represent a central holiness in the whole process of building the Mishkan and even post-building of the Mishkan. And here I'd like to share with you, having seen the significance of the the initiative taken by the Nesim to bring the Agolos, and that's perhaps a rectification of their slumber on the first round when they failed to bring from Lechus and Mishkan, although they, in this Medrash, they claimed that Moshe didn't invite us. Who says you need an invitation for that? You're a card-carrying member of Klal Yisrael. Come forward with an Adava. I don't know if you need an invite. Be that as it may, with all the tainus against the Nesi'im, and the Medrash says that's why the Yud was left out, they weren't participating in the building of the Mishkan. Nevertheless, once the Mishkan was built, there was a need to bring a karbon, and we'll soon see which karbonos, and that's when the Nesi'im played that important role. So the Levim persisted and came through at the end by bringing the Agolos, and you and I might think that that's insignificant, they missed the boat. No, this is a great mitzvah, to bring the Agolos, Yunosim Aleihem Es HaMishkan. And in general, we have to appreciate mitzvahs, and I think the message here is clear from the Nesi'im, that we cannot miss opportunities to bring karbonos and to do mitzvahs. Grab every opportunity and implement it. So that the Nesi'im are mentioned here one by one, even though the Karbonos are identical, in order to give them kavod, because the significance of the Midah of being Mechaber your friend, and the kavod that they get here as Nesi'im is enhanced by the fact that they understood the message. Whatever the mitzvah is, as long as it's related to the Mishkan, we have to jump on the bandwagon. We have to get a hold of that mitzvah and not let go. And that dimension, again, there's so many dimensions here of the nidveh karbonos, we'll call them, of the Nesi'im. So many messages about kavod and about rectifying a sin and doing tshuva and. In fact that on the first round of the Nesi'im we're not interested in taking that initiative to bring forward for the Melech HaMishkan, and therefore the Yud was left out of their Nun, out of their name Nesi'im, but now they're back in the box, they're really hitting the balls. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them shtak in tatis tata, right, as we say in Yiddish, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a disciplining father, said to them, Chayechem, Yesh Lachem Ladash, Eni Tzorech Lachem, I don't need you. If you're not willing to take the initiative on your own and volunteer a Nedava for the Mishkan, I don't need you. And this somehow woke up, aroused the Nesi'im from some sort of spiritual slumber, and forced them each to bring his karbon, the karbon which is going to be delineated in all its detail and attributed each one by name in the Torah, because it's so critical that in the public eye there should be an important role played by the Nesi'im, and that's the greatness of the mitzvah that they have in bringing the Agolos. And since we're on the topic of mitzvahs and taking advantage of opportunities to do mitzvahs, let me mention to you the interpretation of the Sfas Emes, the great Hasidic giant of Ger, into Avos Perek Dalet, where it says, "Ben Azay Omer Avirotz leMitzvah Kala Kivachamura," and "Shemitzvahs Goros Mitzvah Uschar Mitzvah Mitzvah." Says the Sfas Emes, "Ki Ikar Asiyas Mitzvah." Why do we fulfill the mitzvos? Is lasos tzivu Yakodesh Baruch Hu, in order to implement the mandate of Hashem. Why does Ben Azai have to tell us that we should be eager and zealous and excited about fulfilling a mitzvah kala? Because of mitzvah goreris mitzvah. Forget about mitzvah goreris mitzvah. As I forget the Sfas Emes. We don't need that. I have to be zoriz in a mitzvah because I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm fulfilling the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What difference does it make? It's kala chamura. Why do I have to know about this principle of mitzvah goreris mitzvah? The whole mission of Ben Azai is a pella. But he says v'yesh lahavim that lama hutzach hatana l'tam shemitzvah goreres mitzvah. He says an unbelievable yisod arei a mitzvah atzma mitzad atzma chitzoni. I'm sorry, hatzivu yesh lorutz achra l'kaima bolomar. Says this Fasemis, an unbelievable chiddush, that a kiyum of a mitzvah, no matter what level of a mitzvah is, even if it's a mitzvah kala, has within it, inherent within it, the asiyah of all the mitzvahs. That's the potential of a mitzvah. That's what Ben Isaiah wants to teach us. And he concludes his presentation by saying, Zatzma Pirish mitzvah goreris mitzvah. That's what Ben Isaiah wants to teach us. Be careful about even a mitzvah kala, because inherent in that mitzvah and potential is all the mitzvahs in that single mitzvah. That's what it means, mitzvah goreris mitzvah. Shegoreris mamish shar mitzvahs. One mitzvah actually drags all the other mitzvahs along. As far as bifrat hapa'ula, as far as the action of the mitzvah is, it's bifrat in this mitzvah, mitzvah zu, shows it's this mitzvah, and only this mitzvah. But in terms of the conceptual framework, in terms of what do we consider as if it's munach, as if it's inherent in the mitzvah, it's all the other mitzvahs. It's the entire kit and caboodle, all tayak. And that's what it means. Mitzvah goreris mitzvah. One mitzvah contains and drags into it all the other mitzvahs. Okay, Rabosai, at this point, we're going to take a pause. What we've seen so far are the insights of Rabbi Yechezkel Levenstein in the Ar Yechezkel about the mid of kavod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out to each one of the Nesiim, calling them by name, mentioning his respective karbon in all detail. And this is something that has to teach us, it has to penetrate into our hearts, the idea of being mosif kavod, of expanding the amount of kavod we could give others. That was one point we saw. The second point we saw was that the Nesiim, although they were guilty on the first round, their name is written Chasayud. Why? Because they didn't feel for the significance of the moment. But nevertheless, on the second round, even though, or dafka maybe because they were left out of the first round, the Nesiim stood up to the plate. They came through in flying colors. They offered nedavos, which you and I wouldn't have even dreamt of. Nedavos that are carrying everything in them. Because those are nosim as kol mishkan. And it means that this one little mitzvah of bringing the agolos has within it all the other mitzvahs. The entire mishkan, the whole kit and caboodle. They did nothing for the mishkan. That's Nesiim Chasan, did nothing. But now, at the time of Hakomas HaMishkan, at the time of the sanctification of the Mishkan, what we call the Chanukas HaMishkan, now the Nesiim are back in the ballpark. They're back in standing, you know, up at the batter's deck, and they are going to hit the ball. They're going to say to Hashem, I admit I dropped the ball in the first round. I was not there to be part and contributed part in my share in the Melech HaMishkan, but I'm here in the main part, the Makom HaPatish, the most significant pinnacle here. When we're about to establish the Mishkan, I'm going to bring, the Nesiim will bring the Agolos that are holding up the entire Mishkan. One mitzvah of bringing the Agolos, but it has all of the Mishkan in it. It's like the Tzvasemis' insight into Ben Azai of mitzvah goreris mitzvah, that within one mitzvah potential is all the mitzvahs. Just let me get involved and dedicate myself to the asiyas hamitzvah zos, and then automatically it's as if I fulfilled all the mitzvahs, because all the mitzvahs are inherent in one single mitzvah, if not befall, but at least bekoach. That's the greatness of the mitzvah. What we want to do in Mirtz Hashem to complete this is to study the Alkut Shemoni, not here in Parshas Noso, but way, way later. in Perek Aleph Melachim, in Sefer Melachim, with regard to Shlomo HaMelech, and see how that connects with the Nidvas HaNasiyim. We want to take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah in Mirat Hashem, and now we're up to the Kohanim, and that's Haromas HaDeshen. And we're going to expand and embellish this with the insights of another one of the great Bali Musa, Rabbi Yerucham Levovitz, in his Das Chochma U Musa. Thank you very much.